congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to have open lines, so I look forward to hearing from you, and you can call in at 877-254-7524. That's 1-877-254-7524. Of course, a great deal of what we talk about certainly deals with the spiritual battle that is going on. And certainly a lot of the things we talk about are so esoteric, so strange, that a lot of people find it difficult to believe. And when you begin to tell people that there really is a supernatural realm out there, there is another dimension, there is a spiritual battle taking place within the other dimension between the forces of light and darkness, between God and Satan. It really sounds so sort of all pat and who can believe things like that? And yet, of course, that's the very essence of what's going on today. Certainly, the force that is drawing us into a war with Iran, and there's no question in my mind, it's coming sooner or later. I don't know when, but I know there's going to be an expansion of the war in the Middle East that is going to eventually bring terrible suffering in Israel, and I know that because the scriptures prophesy in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that such a war is coming, and you can anticipate what lies ahead by knowing the scriptures. I'm not a great biblical scholar, but it is fascinating to read them in the light of what's taking place today. But I think that one of the most significant things that happened is the Dan Brown phenomenon. His book, Angels and Demons, the Da Vinci Code, and now the Lost Symbol. We're reading, my wife reads me to sleep every night as we're going through the adventures of Robert Langdon in the latest drama, and Dan Brown's a great writer. His worldview, he hates Christianity quite obviously. He uses a lot of things that are true to discredit Christianity, like his discourse on the priory of Zion, or Zion, in the Da Vinci Code, which says, Jesus really didn't die. He was married to Mary Magdalene, and their offspring are certainly in the bloodlines of the royal houses of Europe. There's certainly no evidence at all, in fact, if Jesus didn't die on the cross, then Christianity is a lie. Well, Christianity is not a lie. There is so much evidence that the Christian story is true, and many, many documents written, within the first and second centuries that attest to the miraculous things that happened. It's actually text by people who were actually there and witnessed the crucifixion of Jesus and at the resurrection of Jesus. So we know these things really did happen, and many of these texts go back, at least parts of them actually written in the first century. So there's enough material there to verify this, but Dan Brown has an agenda, and that is to discredit Christianity, but in the process, he is introducing people to many of the concepts we talk about. His discussion of Masonry, the 33rd degree Masonry, the fact that Masonry is a society, well, it isn't a secret society, it's a society with secrets, but what are those secrets? And if it's not a secret society, Well, as Ralph Everson said the other morning, why, or I guess it was the afternoon program I did with Ralph, if they're a secret society, why can't the a Mason tell his wife what the secrets are? Why can't people attend the secret induction ceremonies? What is it that's so secret about Masonry? Well, most Masons really don't understand that Masonry is a continuation of the ancient mystery religions. The mystery religions have been here since the beginning, recorded time, and you can see them manifested in the magnificent architecture of the past that was based upon applying the secret knowledge that came from the ancient mysteries. And, of course, they relayed to successive generations the secrets of geometry and trigonometry and the ability for the builders to build the great cathedrals. If you've ever been to Jerusalem and seen the great mosque, the Mosque of Omar that stands there on Temple Mount, built in 600 A.D., how did they ever possibly have the technology to build that magnificent dome that's been there for 1,400 years? And simply the structure of the whole building, magnificent. And you go into the pyramids, you know, built, at least 5,000 years ago. I mean, how were they able to lift those stones? Well, they tapped into the secret knowledge and the secret power that is there. If you've ever seen the great stones that make up the wall there in Herod's of the Temple Mount, there's stones there that are so massive you'd have a hard time moving them today with our biggest cranes. You could do it, but you'd have a hard time doing it. And yet they were able to do it because they were able to tap into this mysterious power that is there. Well, of course, in Dan Brown's story, why, of course, they're trying to find the secret portal. And, of course, it's really an exciting story as you read it. But what are they talking about? Well, there is another dimension. This is what it's all about. In fact, the sister of a gentleman, Peter Sutherland, who's obviously murdered early in the book, she is working in an area, you know, where she actually enters a void and almost into another dimension where now she is able to use her mind to alter physical matter. And all of these ideas, which are very real things that do occur and can occur today, are being dramatized in a book of fiction by a man who doesn't believe in Christianity. But, of course, if he recognizes the supernatural, he should believe in Christianity, because Christianity is built around supernatural occurrences. I mean, certainly anybody who's crucified and dead and then rises from the dead, it's got to be sort of supernatural. Anybody who could walk on water or command the waves has to be supernatural. And there are supernatural forces. Well, give us a call, 877-254-7524. I want to talk about what you want to talk about.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
You're on the jury. The defendant is a doctor accused of mercy killing. The judge's instruction: you must find the doctor guilty if you find he caused the patient's death. Do you? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837, Citizen Power.
The judge tells the jury that it must obey the law. It does, but the jury is the law. In point of historical fact, the charging of the jury is nothing more than jury tampering by the state. The jury may decide the defendant's guilt by any standard. even that it dislikes the law. That's how the Founding Fathers wanted it. In the United States, the jury has the final word, and there's nothing the court can do.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and certainly we're talking about Dan Brown's book, The Lost Symbol. But our number is 877-254-7524. I'd like your opinion on this subject, or really any other subject that you would like to talk about this morning, because it's an open lines program, and open lines really only works when people call in. So, but Dan Brown, of course, it all centers around certainly the Capitol building, the Masonic influence on the building of the Capitol, and the other architecture of our nation's capital. Did the Masons influence our nation's capital? Well, certainly the occultists did, and Masonry is simply the modern-day manifestation of the mystery religions of the occult forces in society. And you have to understand that those occult forces have been around since the beginning of time. And it was certainly the ancient mystery religions and the secret knowledge that was passed on to the architects and the builders, and of course that's where Masonry came out of, was the architects and the builders, but they had access to the secret knowledge and certainly the basis of geometry, and as we know, you know, Pythagoras and the concept of A square plus B square equals C square, the square root of the two sides of a right angle triangle is equal to the hypotenuse of a right angle triangle. Pythagoras didn't sit down, scratch his head, and say, I think A square plus B square equals C square. No. He went to the Near East. He worked with the Magi and the other people who were involved with the secret knowledge and the mystery religions. And then he brought that knowledge back, and that became the basis of modern-day geometry. And so much of the knowledge that we have today has come from the other dimension, and that's where it came from. Really, so much of the technology that we're seeing today in our computer industry has come from the other dimension. So many of our great inventors didn't sit down, you know, scratch their head and say, "I got a great idea." They went into deep meditation, and they contacted the other dimension. And this is what Thomas Edison did. How many Americans are ever taught that Thomas Edison was deeply involved in theosophy? And what is theosophy? Why, theosophy is a Luciferian religion based upon contact in the other dimension. It was formed by a mystic named Helena Petrovna Blavatsky back in the 1870s, and she had disciples like Thomas Edison, I believe that Tesla, a man whose ideas were far ahead of his time, maybe even far ahead of where we are today. But Tesla was also contacting the other dimension. Now, certainly today we begin to hear something about this through such publications as Rhonda Byrne's book and DVD, The Secret. And, of course, many people have read her material. They're fascinated and intrigued by it. The idea that you can manipulate the physical world with your mind. And, you know, of course, that's the story of Dan Brown's book, Helen Sutherland, the woman who, of course, his brother, the sister of Peter Sutherland, who was a 33rd degree Mason, and Peter Sutherland, of course, meets an early demise in the book. But you know, it's his sister. You know, she is involved with something like the Noetic Organization. Well, this And she is able to manipulate the physical reality with her mind. Well, this is exactly what Rhonda Burns talks about in her book, her DVD, The Secret. She admits that the way you're able to do this is the fact that you are God. Well, of course, I know I'm not God, and anybody who's got any good sense doesn't believe they are God, but she wants people to believe they are God and they can do anything at all, but it's not their power that's doing it. They're tapping into this supernatural realm. I believe that we are really obligated, really indebted to Dan Brown for introducing these ideas into our society, that the Masons were a powerful force. They've always been a powerful force. They were a powerful force when this nation was created, and that's absolutely true. Now, the Rosicrucians arrived here probably in somewhere between 1620, 1640, and certainly, you know, by 1640 they were building Harvard University. Those great brick buildings still stand there today, but certainly the Rosicrucians, whose whole sense of knowledge and power came from the other dimension, and today they have a temple right across the hills from where I live over in San Jose, and of course we have some of the documents where they talk about the importance of the all-seeing eye. That's the eye that's over the top of the unfinished pyramid on the back of the dollar bill. Dan Brown writes a great deal about the idea of the unfinished pyramid. Why is the pyramid not finished? Why? Because man has not become perfected. And the triangle hovering over the pyramid, if you notice on the back of the dollar bill, this is an occult emblem. They hide their emblems in plain sight. We see them every day. We don't recognize them. But the triangle containing the glorified eye that hovers over the top of the pyramid, but it doesn't sit on the top of the pyramid. You see, the pyramid is not yet completed. But when man has become perfected, when man has become God, at that point, why, of course, the capstone settles onto the top of the pyramid, and the great journey will be completed. And man will be one with God. Well, of course, the God that they're talking about is not the God of the Bible. It is Lucifer. And Lucifer's promise is that, worship me and everything will be just fine. If you'll only kneel down and worship me, well, you can have all of the kingdoms of the world. That was Lucifer's promise to Jesus on the Mount of Temptation. And you can't understand what's going on today unless you understand that is the ultimate goal, is the perfection of man by, of course, tapping into the supernatural power that will cost him his eternal soul. And, of course, the whole idea is to build this one world government and this one world economic system and the one world currency and the one world religion, all of which will be ruled over by the Antichrist and the unholy Trinity, Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And it's not simply by accident that within the last 6 weeks, why Pope Benedict the 16th has gone on national television and called for a new international order. What is he talking about? Well, he's talking about this one world government that Lucifer wants, because these dark forces have infiltrated all of our churches and all of our religions, and they permeate every aspect of our society today. And certainly they're in the Protestant church, taking the Protestant church further and further away from the gospel. We see the emerging church movement, where, of course, increasingly we see the mysticism entering the Protestant church. And just as mysticism has been part of Catholic belief going back for already 2,000 years, so mysticism is entering the Protestant church, taking people away from the reading of the scriptures and trying to understand what Christianity is about. And there is power there, but it's not a power that we can tap into. It, God will certainly influence our lives and protect us and certainly guide us if we look to Him, but we have to look to Him. We can't try to do it on our own. And we have to accept whatever lot He gives us in life. And He certainly provides and provides abundantly for those, but never excessive. Most Christians will never be fabulously wealthy like the people who tap into the supernatural power from the other side and become multimillionaires. People like Ted Turner, I mean, multi-billionaires, but of course he hates the God of the Bible. He'll openly profess that, and he wants to get the world population down to a couple of hundred million. He's modified that maybe to a couple of billion. He wants to kill off the rest of us, and they all do, because they're carrying out Lucifer's direction, who hates humanity, because it is the highest accomplishment of God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have to give us a call if you have a question, a comment. If you agree or disagree, the number 877-254-7524. And, you know, it's fascinating as you begin to study these things. So much of Greek mythology really, of course, is foreshadows the biblical story as we know it today. But so this is all planned ahead of time so that we can begin to understand and accept of the very, very simple message of these scriptures. I had a call not too long ago. Somebody wanted to know what I thought of Prometheus and the story of Prometheus and how that compared with the story of the Garden of Eden. And I'd never even heard anything of that. You know, what does Prometheus have to do with the story of the Garden of Eden and Christianity? I mean, Prometheus was a disciple of Zeus, and he stole fire and he gave it to humanity, and he gave humanity all sorts of things, and Zeus then punished him by chaining him up, and of course he was to be attacked by the birds, and his intestines were pecked out over and over again. But basically, if you study all of this, Prometheus was a prototype of Lucifer, who provided all these things to mankind, you know, fire and other knowledge, and of course, these were things that God did not want mankind to have. So, basically, if you go back and you study Greek mythology, so much of this really is a foreshadowing of what's going on today. Well, somebody is calling in. So who do we have, and what would you like to talk about?
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Stan. This is an interesting subject that I've looked at for many years now, and it actually, I think, goes even farther, way farther back than ancient Egypt. I think it goes back to Babylonian and Sumerian history, as well as as far as North American history goes. I think something that's very interesting with that is the Kensington Stones, which the History Channel just had a really interesting special on that, but I've been reading about it for a couple of years now. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, but it all kind of ties together.
What stone is that?
The Kensington Stones was an ancient stone that was discovered in Minnesota by a farmer in the 1800s.
Yep. Yeah, that was when he chopped when this tree came down and tripped over, where they found the stone there entangled in the roots, and you know, it suggested that maybe the Vikings or somebody else had been there much earlier, maybe the Knights Templar. But go ahead.
Yes, I think it's fascinating, and you know, like I said, I've been doing this for a couple of years now, and as far as the It all kind of connects to, of course, the Knights Templar and all the you know, the people back in the early turbulent days, and there was a connection that had been mentioned a long time ago, the family connection with Christopher Columbus and his father-in-law being a head bookkeeper for the Scottish Rite Masons, which of course were a spinoff of the Knights Templar. And that the Templars had a long-running trading history with Native Americans prior to Christopher Columbus coming over, which is why he was able to discover the New World, because he already knew it was here. It's a fascinating story. I do think that some of the stuff, as far as, the Satanism and all the different, mathematical formulas and stuff that we see pop up all the time. I mean, they're everywhere around us in this country. We can't get away from them. But they are definitely deep-seated in the roots of our history, whether we like it or not.
Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment. Once again, our number 877-254-7524.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Wild Bird Center in Denver asked, did you drive safely this morning when you saw children along the roadway? It's back to school time again, so let's be careful out there. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy and safe fall season.
Stand back here, and is our guest here who was here just a moment ago?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
All right. Well, you know, all of this is fascinating, and the reason we talk about it is to let people know it's here, but also, really, if we do not try to utilize this to draw people into a personal relationship with the Lord, to convince them that there really is a spiritual battle, to get them to the point where they're going to say, look, I can't manage things on my own. I mean, I'm going to have to turn my life over to our Lord. If we don't do that, then it's simply an exercise in futility. All fascinating, but the reason I do what I do is because if what we're talking about is true, and it is true, and if there really is a spiritual battle going on, and there is a battle going on, and there really are Luciferian forces at work in the world that are going to destroy everything we have in this country, and that is their purpose and goal today, Why, we have to utilize that to bring people into a personal relationship with the Lord. Otherwise, it's simply an act of academic, an academic exercise.
Absolutely. I think, at least I know what happened with me was I was raised in not necessarily a religious family. It was through studying all this stuff. If you'd asked me 15 years ago, whether I thought evolution or any of that stuff, I would have probably told you yes, evolution, I think, is the way that everything works. But through studying all of this and some of the other stranger subjects, like Steve Quayle, he has one of his favorite hobbies is the study of giants and the history of giants, those kinds of things. Once you start really reading about that and seeing the proof that they have instead of just writing it off, right, then you start wondering, well, what else that was written in the Bible is true? What else have they covered up that is hiding right in plain sight that we don't even pay attention to? And I think that's an important thing for people, especially people like me who are, I'm just a naturally very curious person about many things. And, through studying and learning this stuff, it's frightening, but at the same time, it's enlightening and it's shocking and it keeps you coming back for more.
Well, but I hope it'll draw you closer to the Lord and to the point where you've given your life to the Lord, because that, of course, is our hope.
That's a daily thing for me.
Is going to survive.
Yeah, absolutely.
That old adage, those will not be ruled by God, will be ruled by tyrants. And what we need is people with fear of the Lord. We need a great revival. We need somebody who has the ability to reach the heart and mind of the American people and turn them back to God. Otherwise, we're going to lose America, and very, very soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And if we lose America, we lose the world.
That's right. Well, this is why I'm here, is because the battle for the survival of Christian civilization is right here in America. It's being fought every day on the newspapers and the magazines, on television. But the encouraging thing is more and more people are beginning to question the government. They begin to question what's going on. They're looking for solutions, and we've got to give them answers.
Yes, and I think that's an important thing, because especially right now, as things get more turbulent, people, they ask questions, and that's one of the things, that the powers that be didn't really count on is that, when people start getting laid off and they start having more and more time on their hands, they have time to look into these questions, and once they start connecting the dots, it doesn't exactly serve the powers that be for them to be educated and to be watching out for things. Otherwise, they'd just be going to work and have their nose down on the sidewalk and not really paying attention to what's going on.
Well, I think that we see manifestations of this. We see they're doing everything possible to get people to take this, useless and dangerous H1N1 vaccine. Useless because by the time the vaccine gets here, why, the epidemic will be over and most people will have been infected and have lifetime immunity. Already the epidemic is sweeping the country. It's in, I think last count was well over 30 states, extensive and dangerous because it contains mercury, and we don't know what else they put into the vaccine.
Sure. And what about the three Navy ships that we've been hearing rumors about that have been under quarantine?
Well, see, we don't know. Is it true? I mean, the thing is that if it were true, the government would suppress the information. Are they simply trying to put out false information? They do this so well. They play games with their minds. So we're just going to have to wait and see. Bob Chapman says he's talked to two naval wives whose people there are on the ships. But, are they feeding him false information? Or maybe this is very real, but, of course, if these wives were to come forward, then their husbands would be court-martialed. People on the ships supposedly have been ordered not to talk about it. And, when you're in the military and you're ordered to do something, you better not do it. If you tell your wife, they'll put you in Leavenworth for the rest of your life. So it's so hard to find out what the truth is. Maybe the story is true. Maybe it's not. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it were true, but I can't.
I think it's best just to deal with the government in the manner in which you would a pathological liar, and you automatically discount everything they say. That's
what I do. Well, the thing is, the people have to understand.
I just assume they're lying because their lips are moving.
people have to understand that we have a wonderful form of government, but it's been taken over by wicked and evil people, the Brotherhood of Darkness. They control the Obama administration, but then they control the Bush administration, and they control the media and the wealth and the banks and the corporations, and they all interlock into this organized evil, which has nothing to do with our government. It is their government is what we have to fear about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's, like I was saying before, though, the only way to fix that is to enlighten people and to get people awake and to get them talking and to get them active. Before, you know, everybody was so oriented towards their careers and paying their mortgage and trying to pay everything off and get out of the perpetual debt they were always in. They didn't have time to do this. I would try to tell people about a lot of this stuff, and they would roll their eyes, and they wouldn't believe me. And now that they've lost their retirement and their homes are foreclosed on, now they're starting to listen, which is a dangerous thing for the people that are doing all this evil.
You're absolutely right. And people are beginning to listen, people who had never listened before. And certainly with work Alex Jones is doing, Joyce Riley, and a lot of people that, you know, maybe they have internet programs, or they have maybe just a few stations, or there are new radio networks that are coming along, a Republic Network, Genesis Network, Liberty Works Radio Network, and they're all getting stations, and they're getting the information out like never before. And with the internet, and certainly with shortwave, and now people can get inexpensive satellites and pull down our programming, you know, 24 hours a day. We have the ability to reach people we never could before. So we should be at least guardedly optimistic. And one more time, I'll put out our number, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Well, you're finding it's easier to talk to people than before?
Oh, yes, much easier. I remember everybody saying I was a kook and a tinfoil hatter and all that stuff, and it's gone on for years. Like, I think I've spoken to you before about this, but I started back in the early 90s when I came down with that Gulf War Syndrome stuff, and, everybody said that didn't exist. And now they know differently, finally, after half of us are dead.
Did you get over your Gulf War symptoms?
Thank you, sir. You have a good day.
Fine, but what about your Gulf War? Did you get over it? Well, we'll have to find out when we get back. Here, Eric, you know.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
You may not be the biggest farmer or rancher in the country, but that doesn't mean you have to skimp on equipment. For more than 60 years, Tarter Farm and Ranch Equipment's been used, trusted, and built by pros. From gates, panels, and stock tanks to three-point equipment and feeders, Tarter works as hard as you do. Which is just one of the reasons we are the official provider of equine and livestock management equipment for the World Equestrian Games. To find a farm and ranch store near you, visit TarterGates.com. Tarter, working harder since 1945.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information or programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan, Dan back here. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Is our gentleman still here? Did he take off? I guess he took off. Well, I was curious to see if he'd got over the Gulf War syndrome, which the symptoms which really is so tragic, because they used the experimental vaccine on our troops. But then they repeatedly have put harmful things in the vaccines. And that's why we can't trust them, and nobody should take the vaccines, because you never know when they're going to put something in there that will destroy your life. And one shot can destroy you for the rest of your life. And since we're dealing with evil and wicked people, and certainly they are never punished for what they do. I mean, who was ever punished for the Tuskegee study, where they rounded up 400 black men with syphilis, and for 40 years they kept them from being treated for their syphilis, with the idea that they would all die. They would die, and then they could autopsy them. And it was done in the name of science. And what they're doing in America today is a great experiment. Can they alter the course of disease? Yes, they have altered the course of disease. They've done away with great epidemics of measles we used to have every year, and chicken pox, and the other epidemics that would just sweep across our country, and they've replaced it with one out of every six children has a neurodevelopmental or certainly a learning disability, and one out of every nine children has asthma, and one out of every 60 to 90 boys has autism, and their lives are shattered. But they've destroyed, in one way or another, the minds of, at least to some extent, the minds of probably almost every child with the mercury and the aluminum that they've pumped into them, and of course with the fluoridated drinking water, which attacks the mind, and when you use the hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is used for 90% of water fluoridation, where you increase the level of lead in the blood, and that's been done in the study of 450,000 children. 450,000 children. Well, Dr. Robert Masters actually writes about that. He's from Dartmouth, and you can get the references at fluoridealert.org. That's fluoridealert.org. That's Dr. Connett's website on water fluoridation. And, of course, the lead level went up in the blood, doubled in whites, and four times in six times in blacks. And that's why, in my estimation, one of every three young black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole. Are you outraged with what they've done to those black young people and to the whites and to the Hispanics? They've destroyed the minds of our children, and they know exactly what they're doing. Who's calling in?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Stan, this is Nick.
Hi, Nick. How are you doing?
And I just had a quick question for you.
Sure.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. I'm not sure if you've been talking about this so much today, but my question was about voting and registering to vote.
Right.
And I've kind of heard a little bit of information from my constitutional lawyers about how when you register to vote, we, like, sign away some of our rights. And
I think that that's the whole sovereignty movement, and I think it is designed to neutralize you. You're going to live in this country. You have to be part of it. What you need to do is register, vote, but beforehand, get some good candidates and be sure that they have an honest count of the votes. I mean, we're stuck with the system as it is, and the idea that, oh, you shouldn't vote, you shouldn't have a driver's license. Don't get into this whole thing. It is intentionally designed to neutralize you and make you ineffective in our society. And I always tell these people, you're going to be the best informed person in the concentration camp. And if you think that all this knowledge is going to keep you out of a concentration camp, you're sadly mistaken.
All right. Excellent. Yeah, that helps a lot. I was thinking about that driver's license thing, too.
Yeah, well, forget about it. You know, basically, you get all wound up in this, and you'll destroy your life. And I've seen it happen over and over again.
All right, excellent. Well, I appreciate it, and I listen to you a lot, and you're the best. I appreciate it, and thanks again, Dr. Stan.
You're more than welcome. God bless. But I mean, don't be like most people. Well, I'm going to vote, you know, whoever the Republicans are running or the Democrats are running, because after all, God's got to be a Republican. But no, I mean, find an independent candidate and support him and put your time and your effort and your money. If somebody's willing to run for an office, get our people, good people, onto the boards, onto the city councils, on the board of supervisors, you know, get them into key positions in the local government and local police, and then try to work them up to the state and national level. There are a lot of good people out there. We have a number of constitutionalists running for governor of the major states. Randy Brogdon, who's going to be running for the governorship there in Oklahoma. Judge Roy Moore, going to be running for governor of Alabama. We need to start taking our states back, and then of course, telling the federal government they're going to have to obey the law like everybody else. We have a constitution. If they don't obey it, they're subversives and lawbreakers. And so we have to be involved. We have to be proactive, not wait till the time of elections. We should be working right now for what's going to happen next.
All right. That brings me to my last question is, I've been a supporter of Ron Paul. And, of course, like your movie Brotherhood of Darkness and stuff like that shows that, you know, the Freemasons are pretty much running everything. Is Ron Paul like a good candidate? You know, or I mean, a lot of the times they probably put in Freemasons and to try and steer us away. You know, like and trying to deceive us.
They're trying to sell over. Ron Paul's obviously a Mason. You know why? He even spoke at Notre Dame University, and you know what that means. Well, I've spoken to a lot of groups. I've spoken to Masonic groups. That doesn't make me a Mason. But there's an organized campaign out to discredit Ron Paul. I think he's an honest and very courageous man. And I don't know, maybe his father was a Mason, as they say. What does that mean? I mean, it doesn't mean he's a Mason. Most Masons don't even know what Masonry is about. But they do anything they can to discredit Ron Paul. And all of these issues that take you away from what he's talking about, and what he's talking about is valid. I've known him for, 30 years or more, followed him very closely in his career. I think he's an honest, God-fearing man.
All right. So, excellent. So
don't be taken in by the disinformation program. Believe me, it's out there. They do everything they can to discredit him or anybody else who tells the truth.
All right. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm 72 years old, and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people at Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breeze through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus. To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
How well do you know the law? The situation calls for citizen's arrest, but proving your case seems to require a lawyer. What kind of proof do you need in court? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837. Citizen Power.
If you make a citizen's arrest, how is the suspect convicted? In the United States, courtroom proof is not materially different from common sense proof. Evidence may be a photograph, a tape recording, a witness who saw or heard what happened. Even remarks made during commission of the crime, although hearsay, are admissible in court. Proof, however, is the prosecutor's chore. To make citizen's arrest only requires probable cause.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Doctor, Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. And I remember when we do open lines, why we depend upon you out there in the listening audience to call in, because ordinarily I just don't have anything prepared. And so in the future, if we're going to do open lines, you're going to have to participate. Anyway, right now I just want to mention that we are going to reprint my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's 8th or 10th reprinting, but we need to keep it in print. It's an excellent weapon. It's a wonderful means of educating people about the spiritual battle. And so ordinarily the book is $12.95, but if you get 60 copies a case right now, you'll get them a little over $2 a copy. And you can afford to lend them out or give them away. $149.95. Now, you're not going to get them until we get them reprinted. But we just started making this offer, I think, yesterday or the day before, and we've already got about 10% of what we need. We need 50 people each to buy a case of the books, and we'll go ahead and get it reprinted. So, I mean, if you're in a position to do it, it's a great deal. It will help us. $149.95 plus shipping will give you 60 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness, which you can sell at $12.95 each, or you can give away, or you can lend, one fellow goes down to Central Park in New York, and he gives the books away along with the Bibles, because, of course, he wants to lead people to a realization that they need the Lord, and he has inexpensive Bibles, and he buys the books at a very good price from us, and of course we appreciate the fact he's doing that, but he's using this as a vehicle of education. And believe me, our best approach right now is education. People are looking for answers, and Brotherhood of Darkness will give those answers. So if you'd like to get a case of 60, a little over $2 a book, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And of course, once we have the 50 people who made the pledge, why we close the offer, we'll go ahead and do the printing, and then we'll be back to the regular price on the books, although we do discount them at least some, if large orders. But of course, this is simply printing to get this printed, and we're getting a good response. Then I want to mention our all-day conference. It's going to be on the 25th of October, just 25 days, 26 days from today, and we're getting a good response. We're bringing in great speakers. Hope that you'll be able to come to the North Shore of Monterey Bay at that beautiful time of year. So the number's 1-800-544-8927. You need a reservation, because we're going to be serving lunch, and we're bringing in Catherine Albrecht, William Grigg, Tom Horn will be there, Ashley Moat, great speakers, and I'll be giving a talk as well. But it helps support Radio Liberty, and, of course, you'll get a great education, meet people from across the country, and a good time it's always had by the people who attend. That's the 25th of October, and so give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, your job is to go out and reach people, to get educated, to understand the spiritual nature of the battle we're involved in. Get them to go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. They can listen to our programs there on the Internet, live, or archived, or MP3, or certainly on the blog. They can listen 9 hours a day to the satellite feed. They need to get educated. Tell them that they get information there. The information Rush Limbaugh won't tell them. So until, tomorrow at the same time, we'll have a gentleman who is a mason and part of the occult festival. And goodbye. We'll be with you.
Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino reminds all parents that children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly. So parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure...